Hi, amigas. Happy Monday, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Cafecito. I am so excited to have you guys here. If you are new here, welcome, girl. Welcome to the space that helps empower you to become the best fucking version of yourself. And if you are not new here, girl, thank you guys so much for coming back time and time again to each episode. It honestly makes me feel so good and just makes me feel that like we're all a part of the same community. Cause I don't know, I just love that you guys find so much value in what I'm talking about. Cause to me, that's my mission with my podcast, is to inspire you, to motivate you, and just to empower you, and just to let you know that like you can do, you guys, anything that you set your fucking mind to. Like, I promise you, it's just crazy the amount of opportunity that we have out there that we just have to go out and get it, you know? So it's just nice. I feel like we're building a little community together or whatever. So I just want to say that I truly appreciate you guys. And if you're new here, girl, join the ride. Welcome. And yeah, come on, join the journey, you guys, with all of us to help become the best fucking version of ourselves. So let's just go ahead and get started with today's episode. Oh, actually, I do have a few announcements for you guys. So if you have not signed up for my email list, it is in my bio on the Daily Cafecito Podcast Instagram. Girl, I have been sending out some super valuable emails for like a little midweek motivation to just help get you through the like hump day. And thank you to everyone who has already subscribed. I hope you guys are loving my emails. I will never spam you guys, okay? Only with valuable content always. I try to send them to you guys like in the morning, just to help like set the tone for the day. But sometimes it might pass out, so I have to send it like a little bit later. But I always try to send it to you guys at least on like Wednesdays or Thursdays. So if you haven't subscribed, you guys, I highly recommend, because I do love to do that. And it's honestly like a lot easier for me to just go in and like type it out and then send it out instead of like sitting and recording a podcast. So I just feel like it's like a good different style of content to get from me or whatever. But yeah, that was actually, oh no, one more announcement. I am actually going to be uploading a brand new YouTube video this week. So if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, make sure to check it out. I share vlogs. I also share like sit down talking videos, kind of like my podcast, but instead of it being like audio, we're like talking face to face. So make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Cafecito con Daisy. But anyways, girl, let's just go ahead and get right into it. In today's topic, I really want to sit down and talk about confidence and kind of like what makes a person confident. And I feel like kind of like what sparked my thinking or my thought process about this was watching that viral video, you guys, that was on TikTok with the girl that was at the Astros game that was like taking a picture, and like the girls behind her were like literally freaking bullying her. Oh my god, I had like so many thoughts on that entire video that I was like, I feel like that should be like the topic of my podcast next week. So I kind of want to like share my opinion, I guess, on that and just kind of reflect on like what was really going on in that video. And if you guys have not seen the video, it's basically a video of a girl trying to take a picture like at an Astros game, at a baseball game, and there's like two girls in the back that are basically like, you know, throwing up like the middle finger like in her photo, like just trying to like photobomb her video, but clearly like hating on her. And then like they start recording her and being like, oh, like, you know, who does she think she is or whatever, you know. So it was a pretty like, I don't know, disheartening like video to watch, you guys, because I really want to talk about like the topic of insecurities and confidence, because that is literally all I saw in that video. And I'm just like, it's just so crazy, you know, because I feel like we could all be a very confident person if we just learn to own our insecurities. And that video literally translate of what it looks like to act out of insecurity and to act out of confidence. So that's what I want to talk about today, because I feel like at some point or another, us ourselves have also, you know, done actions that we are not proud of. Also, let me clarify, I am not fucking defending them, okay? I am not defending them, but I'm trying to get to my point. We have all acted out of our insecurities, and we've probably done things that like we're not proud of, you know, and because they stemmed from the things that we are insecure of. And it doesn't have to be at that extent, like what happened in the video, you guys. It could be something way more simple than that, but it's still something that you're not proud of, and it's not genuinely you. When we're acting out of insecurities, we are focusing on our own fears, right? So we're focusing on our doubts and things that like we have no faith in ourselves. That's what we're doing when we're like working out of our insecurities, right? Rather than working out of our things that we're confident in. So that could be, you know, things that make us happy, you know, or the qualities and abilities that we feel like are so positive about ourselves. That's what makes us confident. But the difference between those two girls in that video is that one of them was acting out of their insecurities and the other one was acting out of their confidence, right? And I've always strived to be that girl in the room that, like, when I walk in, like, I want to have, like, raging confidence no matter what I truly look like to other people, you know? And I feel like confidence comes from not only what we look like on the outside, because obviously your outside, you know, physical appearance has a lot to do with your confidence as well, especially like if you're taking care of yourself, if you're working on yourself, like that's what really genuinely stems confidence. But confidence is also a lot of internal. I feel like confidence comes like 80% internally and 20% externally, right? And again, since I've been working on myself and I've been super self-reflective and things like that, I feel like my confidence has only continued to grow because I am no longer acting in a form of fear. And that's why every single episode, you guys, that we talk about, I always try to share with you guys like a different way to do some self-work, because that is genuinely, you guys, what builds out confidence. So I was reading this article the other day, and I want to share with you guys kind of like how they discussed insecurities and confidence. Ready? So it says, owning insecurities and being confident are two interconnected concepts that are crucial to personal growth and development. Insecurities are the doubts, fears, and uncertainties that we have about ourselves, while confidence is the belief in our abilities, qualities, and worth. Boom. How fucking crazy is that? I feel like that is literally the fucking definition of my podcast, right? Like that's what we're here for, is to work on our internal self to become that confident girl that just literally walks into a room and like steals the entire show, right? And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be the fucking prettiest person, right? Because you could be the prettiest person out there and still not be confident. Confidence starts from within. And again, it's 80% internal and 20% external. That's the way that I like to look at it. Because obviously when we look good and we're working on ourselves, like taking care of our skin, doing our self-care, it makes us feel more confident because we feel taken care of, you guys. But being taken care of is not just external, but it is also internal. And if it's something that I could say with those, like to those girls in that video that were in the back, like making fun of her, I'm like, you guys are literally acting out of the things that you are insecure about. And let's just say, you guys, just even looking at that photo, those two girls probably could never take a photo like that because they're insecure about themselves, right? Or they probably want to. They're probably trying to be content creators or trying to, like, you know, they wish that they could take a photo like that of themselves, but they never will be able to because, one, they're probably not working on themselves. They're probably not even trying to take the time to, like, self-reflect. And that's why they freaking pour their insecurities onto other people. Because that's what it is, you guys. When you're working out of a state of insecurity, you tend to pour your insecurities onto other people because misery loves company, amiga. Have you ever been in those moods? Or here's the perfect example. Do you remember growing up when, like, your mom was just pissed off about something, or, like, because this, like, specific part of the house wasn't clean, or when your mom just, like, starts cleaning, but, like, she's super angry and, like, nobody wants to be in the house because your mom is mad? It literally drains the energy of every single person in that house because that one person is acting out of a state of, like, insecurity and, like, being negative and different things like that, that they start to really radiate that negativity into other people, that they start to become that. But because misery, you guys, when you're negative, you want other people to be negative and you want other people to be miserable just like you, so you feel less alone. So this is my advice. If you are in that part of your life where you're just feeling super insecure about yourself and you're feeling super unconfident and super negative, like you feel like you're trying to make everyone else around you negative, this is your sign, amiga, to start really reflecting and digging deep within yourself, you guys, because that is where you're truly going to find the confidence that I know that you have, right? Because your confidence comes from your abilities, your qualities, and your self-worth. But the only way for you to discover that is for you to do the internal work and figure out what that is. And that could be you stepping out of your comfort zone. Stepping out of your comfort zone and trying new things, you guys, makes you so, so confident, especially in like the decisions that you make, because you're trying new things, you know, and because you're getting out there, you're challenging yourself that not a lot of things scare you. And that's how you start to become that super confident person. Okay, so let's also talk about how are we going to own our insecurities. So this is one insecurity that I've always had about myself, you guys, which were I was literally a part of the itty bitty titty committee, right? But it was never something that I truly was insecure about because I accepted it. So when I accepted it, it never allowed me for other people to make me feel insecure about it because I already knew it. I accepted it. I didn't really care much for it, but I knew that I was insecure about it, but nobody could really like make me feel Like, nobody could make me feel upset about it because I accepted it. So, let me share with you guys another portion of this article that I was reading because I feel like it's just so good, you guys. Okay, so owning insecurities means acknowledging and accepting them as a part of who we are. It means recognizing that we are not perfect and that we all have weaknesses and limitations. By owning our insecurities, we can take control of them rather than letting them control us. We can work from them, improve upon them, and ultimately use them to our advantage. When we own our insecurities, we can also be more authentic and vulnerable with ourselves and others, which can lead to deeper connections and relationships, girl. Period. Literally, period, you guys. The more that you accept your insecurities, the more that you're able to work on them and to be better. Like, literally, I feel like that just like screams radiate your confidence, you know, because you're working on things that you know that you are insecure about. But you know that you're also working towards like being better about it, you know? I just feel like that is such good advice, especially when it comes of, like to terms with figuring out like how we can be better and how we can work on our insecurities, you guys. So now I really want to talk about like being confident, right? So that kind of means like having faith in ourselves and our abilities and like being comfortable in who we are and not letting like the external factors define our worth, right? Define our self-worth. And we've talked about this in my past podcast, you guys, is that you are in charge of how valuable you are and how worthy you are because of one, your self-reflection and your self-love. We do not need other people to tell us that we're valuable, that we're worthy, whatever, right? That's where the freaking real confidence stems from, is when you are so sure of yourself and who you are and what you bring to the table. And once you accept your insecurities, girl, there is literally no one that can take away that confidence. And that's how you avoid being that girl in the back of that freaking video, you guys. Because confidence is truly a skill. It is literally a skill, you guys, that you can develop it. You can grow it. Let me share with you guys another part of this, the same article. Ready? Confidence is a skill that can be developed over time through practice and positive self-talk. When we are confident, we are more likely to take risks, pursue our passions, and achieve our motherfucking goals, guys. Oh my god, literally, I feel like that freaking video was like, it triggered so much in me because I'm like, if only that girl knew how much she was capable of, if she just would not work or not act out of being insecure and would be more confident with herself and just take the time to actually do some self-work, because that's what she's doing, you guys. That's why I literally left a comment and I was like, it's giving she's insecure, because it's not always about the physical aspect, like the way that someone acts and the way that someone pours out the who they truly are internally can show much more insecurity than even if they were the freaking baddest bitch on earth, you know what I mean? It's all about like your internal and what you're willing to like reflect on the outside. And the more confident that we become with ourselves, the more that we accept our insecurities, you guys, ultimately that leads to you feeling more fulfilled and finding more meaning in your life because you are so confident and in who you truly are, and you are not those girls in the back of that video, you know what I mean? But that is basically all I kind of wanted to share with you guys about just like owning your insecurities and being confident and not becoming that girl in the back of the video, because I don't know, it was just crazy for me to like reflect, because I feel like I have also been that girl in some point in my life, and it's not a very good place to be. And also looking at it from like the outside in, it's not cute, you know, like it's not like who I want to be, who I want to become. And it's not to say that that's who I've been, you guys, my whole life, because that girl clearly has been like that her whole life. But we've all had those moments where we have acted out of insecurities, right? So it's all about building that confidence, amiga, learning to self-reflect, learning to really dig deep and figure out like what makes you worthy, what you're confident in, what your abilities are, and how you can reflect that on your outside environment. But yeah, you guys, I hope you guys found some value in this episode, and I hope you guys truly enjoyed it. And like always, I will talk to you guys next Monday. Also, if you guys enjoy my podcast, please make sure to leave me a rating because it helps me so, so much. And also, let me know your guys's feedback on this mic because I am trying out a new mic. So let me know if we like it or if we don't like it. But yeah, you guys, I hope you guys have an amazing Monday and have such a good week. And I will catch you guys on next week's episode.